So onto the main thrust of my pitch, I guess. When do I pitch? Now, I reckon you pitch all the time. Every conversation that you have is a sales pitch, essentially. Even if you don't have a business, you're selling yourself, you're selling how good you are, you're selling how good your fourth year project is. I know I had to. You're constantly selling everything you're doing. So we've been pitching ever since we started, and I just want to take you through the journey of pitching that we've actually had and some of the experience we've had. So first of all, I guess without kind of knowing it, we were actually pitching to family and friends, and that is kind of some of the hardest pitches. I personally had a contract to go and join a big oil company up in Aberdeen, and everybody, including my mum especially, my dad less so, but all my friends, they were like, "Are you sure you want to do this? What are you doing? This sounds a little bit crazy." But eventually, you've got to convince them that you're doing the right thing, and that's kind of a major hurdle to get over when you're doing something quite so different. And doing something like we did, which is completely new to the market. It's a new market. When we went to market, 95% of people said they would not buy a suit online, and that was essentially our idea. Obviously, it's changed since with the studios, but that's a really, really tough barrier to get over. The second group of people that we actually pitched to were our tailors. So this was less of a difficult pitch because it was business for them, and they completely bought into the concept and the idea of actually working with Bespoke and bringing it to England. They could see exactly how it was going to work. They'd make the suit, they'd send it over, and we'd do all the hard work in the fitting. So they absolutely loved it. This was probably the second most difficult group. It was our prospective customers. In the early days, I'm split them up into two different groups there because our customers tend to be easier to pitch to now because they actually come in telling us what they want rather than us telling them exactly what they want and they want a suit from us. In those early days, the barrier was confidence. We were two guys, well, actually one guy. David didn't join me full-time until 8 months in because he was working his second job to try and fund the business using his credit card, which I usually thank David for whenever I mention that. So thank you, David. But it was essentially me in a room with a load of defunct humming computers that made funny noises, and I had to convince our customers who were coming up to see us that we could actually make a suit and do a credible job at it. Finally, we're constantly pitching to our staff and showing them the way. I was about to use the word battle, but it's not a battle. It's a constant process of actually reassuring them that they're with the right people and that we do have growth and that it's something that they want to be a part of and something really, really exciting. So they're all different types of pitches, but it's all essentially giving people confidence in the business.